T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
A lot to cover on the show, but let's start with The Masked Singer. Double unmasking last night. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched already. The Lion, which I think stumped a lot of people. Rumor Willis. And The Rabbit, called by Courtney Landrum early on in the game, Joey Fatone.
It was so obvious. Nice. He gave such easy clues the first week.
I was in NSYNC.
It was
and my last name is Fatone.
It was almost that in your face.
Yeah.
And then he tried to throw people off like the next weeks that he was on, but it was so obvious.
So am I to believe that the people that are left were also the best singers in this whole thing?
Yes. Okay. Peacock still remaining, and two others.
So, I mean, Joey's a singer, so that's...
Yeah, but he was
How
not...
did Rumor Willis make it so far?
I don't know. I don't even remember her singing.
Do you mean on the show or just like her career?
Not on the show.
It's her career, I can answer that question.
House Bunny, amazing.
I never saw it.
Okay, Jussie Smollett from Empire is now officially a suspect in his own case. He was charged yesterday with filing a false police report. That's a felony, by the way. Up to 3 years in prison.
Do you think he'll see a jail cell?
Gosh, does anybody see a jail cell with that kind of report?
I don't know.
Or with that kind of charge? I don't know.
I don't understand what he was doing.
I know.
Right, what his motivation
was. Was he trying to make his career bigger? Was it a political thing?
When this first happened, wasn't there some talk about he was worried about being written out of Empire?
Yes, I did read that. And then Lee Daniels and everyone said, no, that's not true.
It seems, I can't imagine why they would in the first place, but it also seems to make sense of why he would do something so extreme.
Right.
It's pretty crazy. I went back and watched the Robin Roberts interview since now we kind of know it, and it's...
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, and you're kind of just...
You didn't believe him?
He's just saying all these things that I certainly wouldn't say had I just had a crazy moment like that. Where I was, you know, beaten up.
I've never seen it. I didn't really keep track of the story and watch it carefully, but now it's like, how did he ever think he was going to get away with this?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Well, I think he didn't expect the two guys to...
Oh, come on.
Cooperate with police.
Why not?
I don't know.
He paid them barely anything to do it, so of course they're going to cooperate.
Daniel Radcliffe, talking about his alcoholism. He said when he was filming the 6th Harry Potter movie, he was 18, and that's when things got really out of hand. He said he would go out to places, and he felt like he was being watched all the time. And he said the quickest way of forgetting that you're being watched was to get very drunk, but then you realize, oh, people are watching more now because I'm getting
hammered.
Very drunk, so I should probably drink more to ignore that. He said some of the being watched feelings that he had were in his head, but I mean, he was... a huge star at such a young age.
He should have just taken that cape.
Oh, yeah, the invisibility cloak.
Come on.
The cloak of invisibility.
Whatever. I still got it right, pretty much. I'm impressed with myself.
I know, I am too. He stopped drinking just before the 7th movie came out.
Wow.
NCIS, number one show in the ratings this week, and 32 years after being named Sexiest Man Alive when he starred in Sane Elsewhere, Mark Harmon back on the cover of People magazine talking about fame, family, and what I've learned.
He's been married for a long time to old Pam Dauber, hasn't he?
From Mork and Mindy,
right?
Yeah.
Summer School is a great movie.
Mm-hmm. It is.
If you ever want to see a good, funny 80s movie, it's solid.
Yeah.
What a career.
I know. Whoopi Goldberg has not been on The View since February 6th. And yesterday, Joy Behar talked about it, saying that Whoopi's been recovering from pneumonia. But there's another conspiracy theory floating around that Whoopi is hosting the Oscars this Sunday, which would make sense. I don't know why they finally just said she has pneumonia. She's been out right. since the first week of February. But
and Whoopi's done it before, right?
Like a lot.
Yeah, four times. The last time in 2002, and not long after Kevin Hart lost the job or refused to apologize for some of his tweets, she said she'd step in and host. But nobody ever said anything.
Weird. It's strange that they would make it a surprise because other than making the show decent, the whole point of that is to promote it.
To promote it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So
I bet it's not true.
That would be a very weird move. I'm saying no. I'm going to bet pneumonia. Because also, if I'm Joy, I don't want to go on TV and lie to everybody.
Right.
But if she was asked to do that, that's a strange thing.
Mm-hmm. Whoopi's different now than the Whoopi in the past that hosted the Oscars. Now she's a political figure.
Right.
Right.
It's a little different. Mm-hmm.
It is a weird coincidence that she's been sick for like two weeks, mm-hmm. going on three. Titan games tonight on NBC with The Rock and our St. Louisan, Derek Scott. How did I remember his name? I didn't have it written down. He's still in it to win it, so watch him tonight. Fourth season premiere of Hollywood Medium on E! With Rebel Wilson, Sofia Vergara, Kevin, your woman, and Bachelor host Chris Harrison getting psychic readings. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at Y98.com, including a sexy koala. We all had to see it.
I had to look at the picture this morning.
And it's pretty, it's a pretty spot on description. It's very weird.
Just the confidence this koala has.
I know. It's really.
Online at Y98.com.
You want to see it now, don't you? Yeah.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
All right. That was good. I think the practice is really paying off for all of us. Mm-hmm. Just going to say.
Spending a fortune on that vocal teacher.
You know that I don't like the Kardashians or reporting any sort of story about them because they're a waste of space. But... I'm sorry. Wow. Should I temper my words a little bit? Yeah. But I am fascinated with this latest story involving Khloe Kardashian.
Me too.
Tristan Thompson, her husband and baby daddy, and Kylie Jenner, her sister's best friend, Jordan. What?
This girl, Jordan, she's got to go get a real job now.
Yep.
She ruined her entire future.
She'll write a book or a web series. She'll be fine.
So here's the deal. We already knew that Tristan Thompson was a cheater, but now he's cheated on Khloe Kardashian with Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan. We talked about this yesterday, but here's how connected Jordan is to Kylie. Not only are they best friends, she was living in Kylie's guest house. She had to pack her belongings yesterday and get out.
Good.
They also had a makeup line together. You know, Kylie makes a fortune off her Kylie Cosmetics, and she had this line. It was Kylie X Jordan, Kylie times Jordan, like the BFF collection, and it sold out multiple times. Well, guess what's probably getting pulled off the shelves today? She's not going to let this girl make another dime off of her cosmetics line.
Crazy.
Yeah, wow.
She just ruined her life. Way to go.
Do you think what's-her-name orchestrated any of this, Chris? The momager?
Mm. Would you sign up for that?
I don't know. I mean, think about all the questionable things the rest of them have signed up for.
You're right. There's nothing.
Maybe.
I mean, you could argue this isn't as bad as things that put Kim on the map, you know?
Which allegedly her mom released to make her famous. Mm-hmm. Nuts. I don't know, but this makeup collection came out 5 months ago, and I have a feeling it's not going to be replenished anytime soon. Miranda Lambert's husband you know, quickie wedding. They just met in November, married on Valentine's Day, secret wedding. He's been getting hounded by the press and fans, so he's no longer walking the streets with the NYPD. He's now like a driver. He drives people around for the police department. But here's the other thing. He's also real fanboy in terms of country music stars. He met Blake Shelton a few years ago, and he apparently made it clear to his friends that one of his goals was to meet Miranda. He's always super friendly to all the celebrities. You know, he's worked the artist entrance at Good Morning America, and he's worked MTV for security. But he was always into Miranda and was just waiting for the chance. Is that another red flag?
Yeah, I don't see this.
He probably said that about 100 other celebrities in that too.
I don't know. Then the whole like he had two women at the same time. One was baby mama, and one was his fiance. I don't know. I feel like there are lots of police sirens going off on this one. Idris Elba hosting Saturday Night Live March 9th, and former White House spokesman Sean Spicer, remember, infamously played on SNL by Melissa McCarthy. He is now a correspondent for Extra.
Oh, really?
Really?
Wow.
So weird. So weird. It was pretty crazy what happened with Jennifer Aniston's birthday trip down to Cabo. Did you hear about this, like, over the weekend?
Mm-mm.
Where they ended up 4 hours after leaving the airport in L.A., landing at another airport not too far away. Courtney Cox talked about it. She opened up and said one of the tires blew.
Oh, that happened
during takeoff.
Nick, it happened to one of my flights where they realized that the landing gear was stuck. So we were flying around Lambert for a long time. Emergency crews were on the ground.
Here's what you have to do. You have to burn off all the fuel because as soon as they took off and realized they blew a tire, you couldn't immediately land because if you had a crash landing, you have all that fuel, the plane's going to blow up. So they were in the air for like 4 hours just burning off fuel. And Courtney Cox didn't know what it was going to be like when they landed. It was a smooth landing, she said, but she texted her daughter, Coco, and just said, I love you, and didn't say why. But then her man from Snow Patrol, she texted him and like explained everything that was going on because so there was a scary feeling, like not knowing exactly what was.
And now you
going
understand why I have a fear of flying. A bunch of these kind of things happen to me.
Yes.
And Nick says I will them upon myself.
How? Oh. Just
by being nervous.
Really?
And then I attract bad things.
Huh.
Xanax has cut that down.
Not recommended by a doctor.
No. Right.
I mean.
Or maybe. What?
Just not mixed with alcohol. I'm pretty sure it says it on the bottle. Interesting facts about this year's Oscars. Okay, this is the third time that Amy Adams and Christian Bale have starred in a movie together and both been nominated for an Oscar for it. By the way, Christian Bale shares a birthday with Dick Cheney, whom he plays in Vice. Mahershala Ali, favorite to win for Green Book for Best Supporting Actor, won the same award 2 years ago for Moonlight. If he wins again, it'll be the quickest an actor has won the same Oscar twice since Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
For Forrest Gump and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And Best Actor and Supporting Actor categories this year, four of the five nominees portrayed real people. Freddie Mercury, Vincent Van Gogh, Dick Cheney, and George Bush.
Huh.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including our podcast. We talked about Jussie Smollett in detail during the 640 Schmig, but he has now become a suspect in his own victim case. He's been charged with filing a false police report. So we'll have more on that, I'm sure, in the days to come. Y98, Courtney and Company Morning Show. All right, here we go. We ready for this?
We're ready.
Okay. So we were joking earlier this morning about Midwest things that other people in the country don't do. And we say, all right.
All right, now. Well, all right. That's my I'm leaving soon.
Oh.
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 Before we get to celebrity birthdays, a few interesting back in the days, okay? 51 years ago today, Major League Baseball set the minimum annual salary for players. What do you think it was? 1968.
The minimum? $150,000.
No way.
No, in the 50s?
I'd say
in the late 60s.
Late 60s, I'm sorry.
I'll say 60.
I'm going to say you're right. 28,000.
Yeah.
35,000.
I really blew it there, guys.
This year it's 555,000. A little over half a mil. It was $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Times were different.
Okay. 33 years ago, the film 9½ Weeks with Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke. I accidentally stumbled onto that on
cable
HBO when I was young, and I was like, whoa, not supposed to be watching this.
That Mickey Rourke from that movie, and now if you don't know who Mickey Rourke is, you'll never believe that's Mickey Rourke.
Right. Yeah, right. That he was like the hot male lead.
Yeah, what did he just ruin himself?
Yeah.
It was boxing and plastic surgery.
Oh.
Boxing and plastic surgery, yeah.
Terrible combination.
Yeah, right.
Especially at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
Oh. And thanks to that movie, I had a complicated relationship with strawberries for a good 10
and
years.
And honey.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it. I think it's more plastic surgery. There's plenty of boxers whose faces are... Fine.
No, I agree. Right. It's plastic surgery. Yeah. He got a little overzealous on the plastic surgery.
And it's the 88th birthday of Alka-Seltzer.
Mm. Oh.
Introduced in 1931. And Juliana Margulies' dad was one of the people behind the ad campaign, Plop Plop Fizz Fizz.
Whoa.
Oh, what a relief it is. Alka-Seltzer. Okay, let's turn our attentions to celebrity birthdays.
You know, we've got a betting week coming up. We're not going to do it next week because we've got a busy week with all the local celebrities. But the week after.
So the first week of March we're doing
this? Yes.
Okay.
And I lost the bet last time, so I am the doler outer of the bet. I'm not going to be mean. It's going to be something nice.
That's fun.
It's going to be something nice that you're not going to like. Okay, how old is Frasier? Kelsey Grammer.
Mm. Ooh. Dislike him immensely.
I know, he's not a great person.
63.
Yeah.
That's a great...
62.
64.
64. How old is Jordan Peele from Key & Peele and writer and director of the amazing film, should have won an Oscar for Best Picture, Get Out?
He's... 41.
And the new Twilight Zone creator.
That's a good guess.
I don't really know. You know, that's a tough one.
43.
I think Keegan's much older.
I saw it. I'm disqualified.
Oh. 39.
40.
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah.
Courtney and Lance. I was trying to type in Keegan-Michael Key to see how old he is. By the way, Jordan Peele, the same age as Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Really?
Which is weird just because she's been around in Hollywood way longer.
Yeah.
And...
40.
Good. Way to go. Blanket Jackson. Remember Michael Jackson's son that was dangled off the balcony and everybody freaked out when he was a baby and he had a blanket over his head?
And Paris is older, right?
Yes, Blanket's the youngest.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
Why are you helping each other?
16.
I was thinking.
I'm going to say 20.
Yeah. 22?
17.
17.
Wow.
He's 17. And Keegan-Michael Key is 47.
Oh,
there you
have
it. Celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.